From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Colin Powell said today that as the investigation into last week's hijackings proceeds, all roads lead to the Al-Qaeda network and the individual at its head, Osama bin Laden. The federal investigation into the attacks is unprecedented and has led to tens of thousands of leads. At least two people have been arrested as material witnesses, more warrants have been issued, and dozens are in custody on immigration violations. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Much has been learned about the 19 men identified last week as the hijackers, and the FBI continues to focus enormous attention on them. But it is also looking for those who supported them, who might have known about their plot, and for those who Attorney General John Ashcroft suggested today might be planning more attacks.
Associates of the hijackers that have ties to terrorist organizations may be a continuing presence in the United States. This threat assessment has helped us to identify several areas where we should strengthen our laws to increase the ability of the Department of Justice and its component agencies to identify, prevent, and punish terrorism.
The FBI's investigation has spread to all corners of the nation and has turned up individuals who may have had connections to an Algerian terrorist network in the U.S. and Europe, and who may have been connected to the bombing of U.S. embassies in Africa 3 years ago. FBI Director Robert Mueller said today that 49 people have been detained for questioning, and that 500 agents are coordinating the investigation round the clock at FBI headquarters alone.
We've had 47,000 internet tips. Our hotline has produced 7,800 tips. In addition to that, we've had in excess of 26,000 leads generated through the various field offices.
Possibly one of the most important leads is the arrest of Zacharias Moussaoui, who was in jail in Minnesota last Tuesday when the attacks occurred. When he learned the news, Moussaoui stood up and cheered. Authorities in the jail contacted the FBI, and Moussaoui has been transferred to New York for questioning. He is described as a French Algerian, and according to published reports in France, he is known to French intelligence as someone who made several trips to Afghanistan. In the United States, he was a student pilot in Oklahoma earlier this year and had enrolled at the Pan Am International Flight Academy this summer in Minnesota. Instructors there say he wanted time on a Northwest Airlines flight simulator. Moussaoui was jailed in August on an immigration violation. He may be important because an arrest nearly 2 years ago in Washington State revealed the presence in Canada and the U.S. of an Algerian network connected to Osama bin Laden. That group was planning an attack on Los Angeles International Airport around the Millennium New Year celebrations, and those plotters are known to have received training in camps in Afghanistan run by Osama bin Laden's network. Investigators have discovered links to this group all over Europe in the past half year. This is why Secretary of State Powell said today the U.S. is after the Al-Qaeda network, not one individual.
It's lots of individuals and it's lots of cells. Osama bin Laden is the chairman of a holding company, and within that holding company are terrorist cells and organizations in dozens of countries around the world, any one of them capable of committing a terrorist act. So it is not enough to get one individual, although we'll start with that one individual.
Another possible connection to Al-Qaeda has surfaced in Maryland. Police and federal investigators in Laurel, Maryland, have discovered that two of the hijackers, Mohammed Atta and Hani Hanjour, lived there recently. Hanjour attended the Bowie Flight School and flew planes in the Washington area. Mohammed Atta lived in the building complex where Mu'taz al-Halak also lived. He is an Islamic cleric who has been connected by federal prosecutors to one of the men who was convicted earlier this year in the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa. Federal agents want to talk to al-Halak, who is said to be refusing to cooperate. The FBI is threatening to arrest him as a material witness. Federal agents have also been questioning people in San Diego who knew Mohammed Atta and another hijacker. They entered the United States earlier this year through Los Angeles and rented an apartment for a time in San Diego. The FBI was looking for both on an intelligence tip that Atta had been videotaped early last year during surveillance in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The man Atta met with later was identified as a suspect in last October's attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. That attack was carried out, it is believed, by a terrorist cell in Yemen, also connected to Al-Qaeda. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.